Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. The Northfield City Council meets tonight for a work session meeting as the council begins to wrap up business for this year. At the work session, the council takes no votes or actions on items, but instead hears in-depth presentations from staff and holds longer discussions about larger projects in the city. Four items are on this week's agenda. First is a discussion about emergency flood management response, future improvements, and equipment needed. That will be followed by a review of amendments to the cannabis-related ordinances. With the legal sale of cannabis beginning in January of 2025, Northfield, like other Minnesota cities, is trying to pass a legal framework before the start of the new year to have local regulations in place. Afterwards, engineers with Bolton and Menk will present on the infrastructure planning for the water and sewer in the Northwest Industrial Development Area. Expansion of current water and sewer facilities will be necessary to develop the area into an industrial park. The meeting will conclude with a discussion of the 2025 budget and tax levy, which is set to be approved at the December 3rd meeting. This is one of the last times the council will provide direction to city staff on drafting a final budget. Since the meeting is a work session, no public comments will be taken at the meeting. However, you can contact your counselors via email or the e-comment option. We will have a link to the contact info, tonight's agenda, and a live stream on our website, kymanradio.net, in today's news. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. in the council chambers of City Hall. After tonight's city council meeting, only two more meetings are planned for 2024, with meetings on November 26th and December 3rd. Today is Carleton College's Community Archaeology Day, where students from the Archaeology Methods and Labs class will discuss their findings from an excavation of the Women's League cabin. Since 2015, students from Carleton have been searching different sites in the Arboretum, including the Waterford Mill and Olin Farm. When asked what archaeology is, class instructor Professor Sarah Kennedy noted that archaeology is the study of humans through their remains.
Is actually studies human history, and so we say the geologists leave those guys with the dinosaurs, and we study more what humans have been doing in the landscape for the last thousands of years. But we both, as scientists, study the material remains that animals or people leave behind. And so for archaeology, we can ask questions that don't show up on the history books, like what really were people doing in the Arb?
Using the excavated remains and research in Carleton's archives, the students learn more and share the site's story. The current project is working on the Women's League cabin, and one of the students in the class, Talia, discussed the findings.
We had a trench, and then we had an excavation in a midden, which is basically like a trash heap. And so in the midden, we found a lot of old cans, a lot of glass, and kind of the decayed outline of a barrel. And then in the trench, we didn't actually find any foundation, but we found a lot of like pieces of brick and more glass.
Students will present and display their archaeological findings, including artifacts, maps, and historical documents. Digital scans of the work that the class is completing will also be available. The event takes place this afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. in the atrium of Anderson Hall at 200 Nevada Street. Students, faculty, alumni, and community members are all welcome. This week is Winter Weather Preparedness Week, and with forecasts predicting a chance of snow on Wednesday for Northfield, now is a good time to remember some safety tips. Winter weather creates a higher risk of car accidents. Minnesota Homeland Security and Emergency Management Director Christy Rollwagon advises making sure your car has the following items.
Things that you would want to have as you travel out in the winter, maybe a shovel, maybe some, you know, kitty litter, salt, looking at having a way to keep a blanket, a set of boots and gloves. If you should get stranded or go off the road, having a charged cell phone and a cell phone charger with you in the car.
Government officials also remind drivers to use caution around snow plows and stay five lengths behind any plows. In Minnesota, you can call 511, check online at 511mn.org, or use the app beforehand to check road conditions on highways and interstates. Officials remind everyone to avoid unnecessary travel if road conditions are poor. Northfield Emergency Medical Chief Brian Edwards advises people to create an emergency plan and kit.
Think if then. If this happens, then what am I going to do, or how am I going to respond to it? So, for instance, if there's a, you know, if there's a significant enough ice storm and it knocks out power for 3 days, what am I going to do to get through that? So having a plan, having contingency plans.
You should have an emergency kit in your home, car, and at work. Edwards also advises everyone to have a communication plan and a backup in case phones or other technology fail. Lastly, officials remind everyone to enjoy the outdoors safely in the winter, wear layers that are loose-fitting and warm, remain alert for frostbite and hypothermia. If winter gear is wet, replace it with drier clothing, and always have backup items, especially of socks, gloves, and hats. We'll have more winter safety items and links on our website in today's news. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.